Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the next phrase of Hikmah number 5, Imam alayhi salam says, "Wal bashashatu hibalatul mawadda." Good humor is the net that ensnares friends. A number of things have been mentioned in narrations as the key to find friends, and one of them is what Imam alayhi salam is mentioning in this wise quote, good humor. There is a narration from Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, that says, "Innakum lan tas'u an-nasa bi'amwalikum, fas'uhum bi'akhlaqikum." You cannot attract people to yourself with your wealth, so attract them with your good behavior. And that is because most of the time we do not have that kind of wealth. And even if we do, there are not many people who will love you for your wealth. And those who will are not really true friends. It's actually the wealth that they love, not you. Another thing that is mentioned in the narrations as a key to strengthening friendship is giving gifts. Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Al-hadiyatu turithu al-mawadda wa tajduru al-ukhuwa wa tadhhibu al-dhaqina." The gift brings friendship and strengthens and renews brotherhood and removes grudges. And there's also another narration where giving gifts has been described as a sign of wisdom, where Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, says, "There are three things that are the sign of wisdom in the doer: the messenger, whose character is consistent with the status of his sender; the gift that is consistent with the status of its giver; the letter that is consistent with the status of its writer." For example, one who wants to give a gift must pay attention to the value of it, so it doesn't create high expectations that he won't be able to meet in future. Sometimes we give a gift that is so valuable that we cannot afford to give gifts within the same range of value in future. And that causes misunderstanding for the receiver because of the high expectation which he had from us, and he thinks that we don't love him as much as we did in the past. The opposite is also true. If we are extremely well-to-do, the gifts that we give should reflect that. A cheap gift from a very rich person can make the recipient feel that they are not very important for the person who gave the gift. Another deed that strengthens the bond of friendship is visiting each other. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Az-ziyaratu tusbitu al-mawadda." Visiting will strengthen friendship. Needless to say that one needs to exercise moderation with regard to this particular method of strengthening friendship. When someone is busy or ill and cannot host us for a long time, we need to take care to not bother them with long or frequent visits. Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, has pointed this out where he says, "Kathratu ziyara turithu al-malala." An excess of visits will cause weariness. So be good humored, give gifts, and visit each other in moderation to attract and strengthen friendships with other mu'mineen. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.